Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Whole question, who do you want the 76ers to draft at pick 3? It's really between four guys. We've put them in alphabetical order. They are A, Ace Bailey. He's the Rutgers 6'7.5", you know, small forward, shooting guard, but mostly small forward. 6'7.5", Ace Bailey. And that's the name we've heard the most. The second option is VJ Edgecombe. So he is a Baylor shooting guard. Now, any of these shooting guards, and we're going to give you a couple of them, create obviously a logjam, knowing that you have Maxey and knowing that you have, McCain.
McCain.
So that's a problem. And by the way, the last time the Sixers dealt with this, it wasn't great because the centers. Joel, Nerlens, and Okafor. Now, only one of the three could ultimately play.
So why would we paint ourselves into that corner?
Because if he's the best player, he's the best player. I mean, think of it this way. Thank God. Let me think about it. Embiid was taken second, and Okafor was third. Yeah. But point is, there's that argument for get the best player. Option three is Trey Johnson, Texas shooting guard. And option four is Con Knipple, the Duke 6'5" shooting guard, small forward. All right, so let's get you ready on option B there, VJ Edgecombe. We just heard about Bailey from Billis. Let's listen to Billis on VJ Edgecombe and what he could bring to the table.
VJ Edgecombe of Baylor is a wing, and he's probably the most athletic wing in the draft. You know, kind of high flyer, really good vertical, excellent in transition. He goes after the offensive glass, and he's a multi-positional defender. That can be really impactful on the defensive end as a wing. He can make a standstill three. I think he's got some growth there, but he kind of reminds me, and I'm saying this at 19, if you compare when these guys were 19, he reminds me a little bit of Victor Oladipo at 19, and he reminds me a little bit of Dwayne Wade at 19. Now, obviously, those guys went on to be a hell of a lot better later on than they were at 19, but I think that's the sort of trajectory that is possible for VJ Edgecombe because he has that those kind of measurables right now.
There's a lot of people that think Edgecombe will actually be the pick, even though Ace Bailey's gotten more chatter since the Sixers landed that third pick, you know, about 4 weeks ago or so. A lot of people think Edgecombe will be the guy. Look, we'll say we're going to get you prepared today, play a lot of audio, and let you know who some of these guys are. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phones, talk to Donald right now. Donald, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing well, Donald.
Fantastic, buddy.
Good. You know, I was I talked to Giglio yesterday.
Yep.
And I was telling him, first of all, Hugh didn't believe, you know, we were World Series contenders. And I told Hugh, I said, you know, I'm like everybody else. We want to wait until the playoffs and see what happens. But I did tell Hugh, I said, Hugh, I've been watching their approach at the plate. And it's been very different from the last couple of years.
I agree with that.
To where they've been very consistent. We're just sticking with whatever pitch they are giving, whatever they have to adjust to go with the pitch and do what they need to do, they're doing that. And the one thing I like is, you know, like we're starting games and we're having like a couple scoreless innings, but you don't see them giving up. You know, you don't see them becoming desperate. You see them sticking with it. And of course, that last Mets game, you know, we just busted out in the fifth inning, you know, so. So when I was telling them this, because you guys had a Ray Dinninger, you know, on your show, you know, some time back, and I agree with him. I just think it'll come down to is if we don't make it to the World Series, it'll be because our time has passed and these guys are on a decline. And I'm only saying that because of their new approach.
Well, the hitters are more on the decline. The pitchers aren't. I mean, Wheeler's still in his prime. And frankly, Luzardo and Ranger are pitching. If you include Ranger last year and Ranger right now, it's the best he's ever pitched. And obviously, this is clearly the best Luzardo has ever pitched. And by the way, Sanchez certainly hasn't. Like, Sanchez is dynamite also. I mean, it's...
Luzardo, we never talk about it.
I mean, that's a World Series, you know, that... on that staff is World Series contention.
No, there's absolutely no question about it.
Yeah, yes. The staff is. But the amazing thing about it, for why I feel so much better when I'm watching them, is that even if we lose a game, it doesn't break them from what we should be doing at the plate, and they bounce right back and they keep on moving. So I look at it like from that standpoint, is that if it does with this formula or what it is, it'll just be that they're on a decline, you know?
Some of them are. By the way, Donald, you're an outstanding caller, my man. I know you don't call too often, but call as often as you can, man. Great call.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
appreciate
Donald.
That. 215-592-9494. All right, Arkansas Fred and Joe. Just hanging out.
Oh, man.
What?
How did this happen? You know, because you went last time. Yep. It was such a thing. I mean, you clogged the toilet and blamed it on a little girl. Like, there were all kinds of issues. And now you're
was
going back to Fred's? Yeah, what
she
happened?
What happened is we went out to dinner, me, Fred, Amy from Villanova, and Fred's wife. This was about 3 months ago, maybe, here in Philly. Because he actually lives in Bermuda. He moved, I think, in 2021 to Bermuda.
That sounds great.
So it is actually really cool because he also comes back a lot. Like, he's probably through that airport, you know, every month.
I was with him at a tailgate. I showed him a picture. He's a super nice guy.
He's a great guy. Football season, he's back a ton.
Yeah. Well, he must be nice to put up with you.
I know.
So to answer your question, when we went out to dinner a couple months ago, he's like, yeah, it's his birthday. So it was his birthday a couple days back. And over the weekend, he had, I don't know, 40 people.
Okay,
50?
So this is a little better.
Oh,
it wasn't just you and Amy
and the
Barnetts hanging
for
the weekend.
I did not stay at his house.
Okay, this is slightly better.
We got a hotel this time.
Fred's Q rating is going back up just a little bit.
I would say it was between 40 to 60 people, and it was a great crew. I mean,
you want to shout out anyone we know?
No, there was no former Eagles. It was none of that.
Was there anyone that you knew from before?
Good question. Any? No.
Wow. So new.
It was his family and friends.
Just made a bunch of new friends.
Yeah. No, really cool people. Some from Philly. Some that live down. I mean, really great. He's got great people. Him and his wife, and also his brother. Never met his brother before. And like the in-laws, like just wonderful people. Look, we had a great time. There was a big old dinner
at one
point.
The kind of thing he invited these people to. Never thought Joe in a million years would accept.
Yeah, we're having our family down. Like, if you really want to come, I guess you could show up.
No,
Fred was like, yeah, it's going to be my family, my extended family. You know, it's really
my
a family.
Do you think Joe went, can I come? Or
in your defense, Joe, I would never invite anybody to my birthday party. I wouldn't want there.
Thank you, Rhea.
All right.
I will say that.
We're not sure he got invited.
And Rhea, all right, so you were hanging out with Fred back in the fall?
No, because I looked at the picture
winter?
Recently. It was winter. Yeah.
You're bundled up, maybe playoff game?
Might have been.
And he did not disavow me to you, right?
No, he did not. I said, I work with Joe DiCaprio. He's like, oh, he's a great guy. And I go, I'm going to be determined.
He does seem to like me.
He does.
I appreciate that.
He liked every perfect stranger he met at the tailgate.
Well, that too. he's
very popular.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He really is. All right, so here's the deal. We'll have some fun with this reality of me and Fred just hanging out. Because obviously we're a little bit of an odd couple. We're a duo that's got certain gaps. He's a big-time football player.
You're not?
Not.
Yes.
You know? I mean, not at all.
He's got a really cool nickname.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Decent nickname. Today we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies. They've got a tour coming up. Last Summer on Earth tour. Let's hope it's not, actually. But the Last Summer on Earth tour at the Met Philly, this is happening in about a month, July 22nd. Tickets are available for purchase at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can also win them, though, here today. Here's how. In honor of me and Fred. Just a duo with a couple gaps between us. And look, gaps to me can be personality. It can be...
one of you is cool, the other is not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he's got NFL player wealth. I don't. Yeah. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like he chartered a big old boat that we all went out on Sunday for 4 hours. It's kind of like his birthday party. He pays for it. No. Works for me. I'll show up for that. So that, you know, a gap of some sort might be physically you look different, whatever it might be. Give us an answer today at 215-592-9494 in honor of me and Freddie. A gap between a duo of some sort. Best answer, whoever provides it is going to win the Bare Naked Lady tickets. John, what do you think? And by the way, real life or fiction? Can be real, it can be fictional. There's a lot of choices to go with. John, what are you thinking?
I wish this were fiction, but there is a massive gap for me, a schism between anyone who is a potential love interest for my daughters, plural, and my daughter. I'm telling you, it really hit me hard recently when there was, you know, like a kid who liked my daughter.
And she didn't like him back?
It became a whole dramatic thing. So I am not ready for that. I became very aware.
You misidentified the gap.
No,
you got the wrong gap. The gap is their interest in her and your interest in them having interest in her.
That gap is correct. Massive.
That's a
massive. Yes.
Yeah, I get that gap. Yes. All right, well, that gap makes a lot of sense. I'm sure there's a lot of fathers out there that could speak to that. Seltzer, a gap, a duo. What do you got?
Other than
John and the future boyfriends.
Mine will be a more, relevant answer.
John, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was good. I don't even want to think about that. I got a little while still. I'm not.
No,
not
you
in.
Don't.
No, she's
I'm
six.
Telling you,
I got a little time.
It's oppressive. It never goes away.
When it comes, you know.
It's going. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
This is really, thank you for that. I will, in honor of my daughter, actually, who loves this, Barbie and Ken. I mean, poor Ken. What a loser.
So what's the issue? I don't know enough.
Barbie's freaking Barbie, and Ken is like they brought Ken along.
He's a stiff.
With the new movie.
Yeah. He's just a doofus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally doofus.
And he's not Barbie. That's the real key.
But he's like a good-looking guy, right? I mean,
he's blank.
But you think Ken would not normally get Barbie, like in real life? Is that the concept?
Barbie chose Ken, not the other way
around. Barbie runs the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Look, we're looking for a big answer, a gap of some sort between a duo. Rhea, what do you think?
I'm going with the movie Twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Massive.
Eternal Twins.
So I'm going to go to...
incredible.
You know what? It's a great answer. It's a great movie. I'm going to go real life, very similar, Rhea, to a certain extent, but real life... And I think this could have been a winning answer, but I'm going to put it out there right away. They played together for one season. They were, at the time, I believe, the tallest and shortest in the history of the league. 1988, Washington Bullets, on the same team, had Manute Bol and Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah,
that's wild.
One was 7'7",
and there was that,
and
picture.
The other was 5'3", and there was that picture that
was in Sports Illustrated,
and it would be
so
posters.
Everyone, I had that on my wall.
I mean, 7'7". And 5'3" would be on the court at the same time.
It was so cool.
It's a physical gap. Look, give us a big answer. When you think of a duo, that there's just some sort of contrast.
Muggsy Bogues was good.
No, he was very good. He was a starting point guard for seven or 8 years.
Legitimately good.
I agree.
And it wasn't just like a sideshow.
Totally agree.
Yeah, he was a highly functional NBA player.
Yeah, Charlotte Hornets. He was a solid player for about a decade with them. Look, give us a great answer on a duo, and you can win the Bare Naked Lady tickets. A duo that's got, you know, some kind of gap going on there. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. So I'm preparing myself to really kind of come away from this draft, like, very unsatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's a sign of great compromises. Both parties leave the table equally pissed or whatever. Really trying to temper my expectations. If we do, in fact, draft that Knipple guy, it's only a matter of time before you forget to pronounce the K, Joe, and create something really interesting. But where do we go? I mean, it's like I think whatever they do in this draft kind of informs their future kind of indirectly on Embiid.
So, Ed, I'll just say this. I draft independent of anything to do with Joel. I'd love to tell you otherwise. If they were on the cusp of a title and it's like, let's get the guy for the next 2 to 3 years and maybe puts them over the top or a trade. Like the year the Cavs just got LeBron back and they traded number one to get Kevin Love. Let's go chase the ring, and they got it. Like, I'd love to have that conversation, but I'm not having that conversation because they're not right on the cusp of a title. So, you know, I'm just looking for the best player over the next 10 years. I think it's – now, I don't like the fact that it could be a guard, and then you got guard heavy, so it might require a trade. Maybe Maxey has to go. Maybe what do I always forget his name? McCain. Maybe McCain has to go, but, like, I'd rather – deal with that than pick the wrong guy. Just get the best player for now. Figure it out on the back end.
Yeah, and real quick on the Phillies, I'm all in on them. It's funny, like our two biggest threats in the National League, the Dodgers and Mets, have glaring deficiencies in their starting pitching. I mean, you have, you know, Ohtani going out as an opener. He's really not ready to pitch yet. And then the Mets are throwing, you know, every Tom, Dick, or Harry out there for 3 or 4 innings.
But Ohtani in October could be a different deal. I mean, it's not even July yet, so you got to give him time to build himself up. He can.
And the Dodgers won the World Series without starting pitching last year. Also,
he could be a real factor as an arm in October. There's no doubt.
Yeah, but to your point about the starting pitching, that has been consistently good all year, and bats will run hot and cold. Even the Dodgers and Mets. So hopefully, we can kind of ride that wave. But we definitely need to make some moves on the margin to. You know, put us over the top in other areas.
Understood. All right, Ed, give me a great answer here. Other than, like, you know, The Odd Couple, because obviously Oscar and Felix is a classic from fictional. Give me a duo that's got a gap somewhere in there, a contrast.
He's still performing to this day. I don't know what the other guy's doing. How about Simon and Garfunkel?
Massive.
So what is it, James? What's the...
Is that Paul Simon's one of the greatest musicians of all time, and...
That's what I thought.
And he's Art Garfunkel?
That's what I thought.
You know? He's just a guy who hung out with him for a while.
Was he really awesome back then?
Paul Simon?
No.
Oh, no. Garfunkel was never awesome. That's the point. It was Simon. Yeah.
And everybody knows that?
Everybody knows
that. Okay. That's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.